Politicians. Sometimes it's hard to understand what they say and know who they fight for. The truth is that only through them can we have a say in the topics that concern us. Only with our vote will our voices be heard.
Racist is the only word that fits. Steve King is a racist who dreams of making America white again. He supports neo-Nazis, endorses white supremacy, and says immigrants are other people's babies. Come on, Iowa. We're better than this. Let's take a stand. This November, let's show America that Iowa believes in tolerance, diversity, and freedom, not wannabe Nazis like Steve King. Poor Donald Trump. He looks kind of sad these days. Like somebody took away his Big Macs or Melania caught him texting heart emojis to his buddy Vladimir again. Maybe it's because the walls are starting to close in on his corrupt presidency. He'd probably be happier somewhere else, and we can make that happen. Visit Democrats.org and find out what you can do to get the impeachment train rolling. He has the experience America needs. He ran one of America's fastest growing and most diverse cities, and he worked closely with President Obama as the head of one of the country's largest federal agencies. He is Julian Castro.
I am a candidate for President of the United States of America.
This primary day, vote for Julian Castro for the Democratic nomination for president.
Janine spent 12 years on the streets of Chicago, in and out of shelters, in and out of jail. Her bipolar disorder went untreated, leaving her unable to put her life in order. Thanks to the Clarity Project, Janine got the treatment she needed. And today, she got something else. Her first job in over a decade. Hashtag Clarity Project to find out how you can help the Democratic Party of Chicago give people access to the mental health treatment they need.